Hey, Dr. Shear, patient in room 12 is seizing. He just came in from EMS.
Why don't we go get a sugar? All right. And is there another nurse available to pull some Versed? We'll get 4 milligrams.
Okay.
Does the patient have IV access?
No, he doesn't have an IV access. I'll get somebody to start that.
Okay. But for the meantime, we can do 4 milligrams of Versed. IM. Intramuscular.
Okay, so 4 milligrams of Versed, IM.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's roll him to the side. Let's make sure we suction him.
Let's get a non-rebreather on him, please.
Okay.
So just another seizure patient, right? You see these all the time. Give him a little benzo, they stop seizing. But he's not stopping seizing. They're going to their second line agent. Do you know what their third line agent should be? What about their fourth line agent? Do you know what your differential diagnosis is of intractable seizures? Or the definition of status epilepticus and what that means for you clinically? What are you going to do? Are you a tad stressed? Good! Because that'll help the learning.
You know, Stuart, one of the things that I always found really intimidating when I was an intern and early on in my training is the patient seizing.
That's Jess Mason, faculty at UCSF Fresno, but we say Fres yes.
Fres yes!
Talking to the SWOD that is Stuart.
The patient who comes in with seizures, because I feel like if you don't already have an approach in your mind of exactly what you're going to do, it is pretty scary. So I think for this episode of C3, let's focus on seizures.
Today, we got a lot on our agenda.
We got a lot to do.
We want to talk about a little bit about the terminology, but really focus in on the important things. How you approach a patient that's seizing, that's obviously something you want to cover. And then a little bit about, once you do stop the seizure, a little bit about how you approach the patient in terms of what the cause of it was and where to go from there.
Oh, but there's more. Then we're going to do status, right? The overall approach to status. And then we're going to talk about, there's a few categories, right? You can't just put everyone into the same group here. So there's seizures in patients who have epilepsy. And that's a different ball of wax than someone who's having the first episode of a seizure in their entire life.
I guess you're right. And then you've got to really think about seizures in people that are pregnant differently.
Yes.
In HIV patients and alcoholics after trauma.
Yes.
So you're right. So we have to sort of talk about seizures in the clinical context in which the seizure occurs, obviously. Yeah.
Right. Okay, great. So before we get into all that goodness, let's just do a little bit of terminology. We'll get it out of the way fast. It's like ripping off a Band-Aid. We'll just get it over with and just clarify some confusing terminology. Okay, so seizure. What is a seizure? What's the definition of a seizure?
Seizure basically is anything neurologic, any symptom, anything that's neurologic at all that's caused by abnormal electrical firing of neurons. Where people get confused is they mix up the term seizure and convulsions.
Right.
Convulsions are actually the motor manifestations of a seizure. That's the rhythmic moving that you have. And epilepsy is something a little bit different altogether, which is basically a seizure disorder that doesn't have an obvious structural or metabolic cause. It's seizures, just seizures that people have for no obvious reason. And that's actually pretty common. It affects as many as 1 in 100 people in the world.
Okay, so that makes sense. We got seizures, the abnormal electrical activity, convulsions or the motor movements, and then epilepsy is just the primary seizure disorder. Now, I always got bogged down and confused, and I still do about seizure terminology. It's confusing. There's a lot of different names for different types of seizures. So just walk me through generalized versus the partial and the focal. Break it down for me, Stuart. Make it simple.
I think people focus too much on this because in med school, we're used to being presented with these big tables that have all the types of seizures on one side and all the different features. And it makes it sound like we have to become seizure differential diagnosticians. It's not the case. Really, the type of seizure we're worried about in the emergency department is a generalized seizure. That's
right.
One where you lose consciousness. That's more serious. And the tonic-clonic ones where they have a fixed or rhythmic muscular motion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those are the dangerous types of seizures. And so that could be anything from the four limbs moving rhythmically together that we are used to seeing to just a fixed paralysis of the gaze to one side. There's other types of generalized seizures as well. They call them absent seizures. We used to call them petit mal. That's like an inattention seizure
mm-hmm.
where someone, they don't lose their postural tone, but they zone out.
Mm-hmm.
Again, more common in kids and something that isn't as frequently encountered in the adult population. And so we should probably treat that in our pediatric section.
Right.
And then for the other types of seizures, the partial seizures, the ones where you don't lose consciousness, those are way more complicated and they're not going to present in the same way.
Right.
You know, like the so-called partial complex seizure, the temporal lobe epilepsy, that type of thing. It often presents as a personality change or altered mental status. It's not as likely to have the same sort of entry criteria into the algorithms that we're talking about?
A different approach entirely. So that's someone who's come in for an altered mental status workup, and that's something that we're not as stressed about in terms of controlling the seizure immediately.
So a seizure is basically any abnormal electrical activity up there in the brain, and it can have a motor component, so it can be a full tonic-clonic seizure where you're jumping around, boom, 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 all the limbs are moving. It can be partial where, say, just one limb is going. Or you can have seizures without any motor activity at all, and that is really hard to diagnose sometimes. So let's keep it simple. That's what we're talking about.